Today's Gemara is Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph on top. We're up to Rabbi Shmuel. So we're machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva dashes the vavs. So every time it says a pasuk nitma, it's four times because you have the vavs. So we said, therefore, one is for the husband to asser her to the husband, one is to asser her to the adulterer, one is to say that she's usser to marry a kohen, one is to say that she's usser, if she's the daughter of a kohen, she cannot eat truma anymore. And Rabbi Shmuel says, what do I need to tell me that it's usser for a kohen? Rabbi Shmuel klosser kreiks, only three psukim, so therefore he has chad lebal, one that she's no longer allowed to live with her husband, chad lebal, nor can she live with the adulterer if the husband dies. The chad the truma and want to tell you that she's a bas koyin and she's divorced, whatever, she cannot go back to eat truma. Ukuhuna itself, asa b'kavu chaymer. If every woman there who's a divorcee is forbidden to marry a koyin, so surely this woman here, or every woman who's a zayin is forbidden to marry a koyin, surely this woman here is a zayin, cannot marry a koyin. She's accused of being a seiter. Rabbi Shmuel, memai de itzer krala truma, koins Rabbi Shmuel. Why do you need a pasuk for truma? Rabbi Shmuel decided that the pasuk that says she's forbidden, we're going to use to say that she cannot eat truma, and we'll make a kavuchaymer for kohen. Dilma, maybe who said? Maybe ki itzer kuhuna lekuhuna. Maybe the pasuk is telling you that she cannot marry a kohen, but maybe truma shaya. Maybe she's actually allowed to eat truma. If she was accused of being a seiter, she goes back home. She could eat truma, maybe. You only have one pasuk, and there's two things to learn from there. Either she can never marry a kohen again, or she cannot go back to truma. I know which one it is. Amalach, he says, Mistabra, it makes sense. Dumia de baal boil. Now, the third thing that they're gonna add to say to that's usa should be similar to the husband and to the adulterer. What do we know about them? Ma baal boil mechaim. She now live with the husband while he's alive. Once he's dead, it doesn't make sense. Or the adulterer while he's alive. So truma nami mechaim. Truma is the husband's alive. She's divorced, whatever. She goes back to family. Can I lafuke kuhuna? This comes to exclude kuhuna that the la'achmisa. If the husband divorces her, of course she cannot marry a kohen. She's a divorcee. The only time that she would be able to marry a kohen is if he died, and then she should be able to marry a kohen. And why can't she? Because she was a seiter. And therefore, we have two choices to learn from the pasuk, which is just like by a husband is still alive, truma is still alive, or learning about marrying a kohen, which is only after the husband died. We'd rather use a pasuk for when they're alive, and the chav tes amud aleph. We're about to finish a little piece here. One more line in the Satin Sugya. Rabbi Akiva is almost finished. Rabbi Akiva, dumia de baal boil. He doesn't believe in that, and therefore he uses four psukim. Or v'inam yisla, even if he holds that, you can learn a kavuchaim and milsa the ase kavuchaim a tad v'kasa lakra. Sometimes we find that the Torah would write things, even though it's a kavuchaim, the Torah bothers writing down as well. Okay, we start now. New Gemara. Amar of Gidl Amarav. Have you had that? Amar of Gidl Amarav. It's a new Gemara. Rav Gidl said in the Gemara. Before we said in the Gemara, where do we learn that? We learn from the Tumah from Saita. Now, just like Saita, you could ask her, did anything happen or not? So by Tumah also, there's a suffix. When do we say that we are Machmir? Only if it's through the person. Did you touch the sheretz? Did you not touch the sheretz? So you have enough knowledge that we can ask you. But if the question is if a pot touched the sheretz or not, then we will be lenient because there's no one to ask. It's not like a Saita. Says the Gemara, that's where you learn from. But Amar Rav Gidl said to Rav, that dover this concept that when there's a suffix, if there's something she yesh boy das lishol that you can ask, or the ain boy das lishol that there's no one to ask, mahaykron af learn from somewhere else completely, nothing to do with Saita. We learn that from kabbanas if they came in contact with something tummy. It says v'habosar asheyiga bechol tummy the meat that comes in touch the meat of a carbon that comes and touches. Any kind of tumah, such as any kind of tumah, lo ye ochel, you should not eat. What you do, burn it. Now that means say here, vaday tumay hu de lo yochel. If you know for sure that it touched, came in contact with tumay, don't eat it. Ha safik tumay v'safik tumay. What about you? Not sure if it became tumay or not. yeah, yachal. If it's a suffix, it became taminat, you do it. So from this pasuk, it seems like only if you know for sure it became tame, you shouldn't eat it. But if you're not sure, it's all right. Ema sefer. Look at the end of the pasuk. And it says, v'habasar kol toir. But if the basar is toir, did not come, no, it came in contact only with toir, then ye'achal. Sounds like for me that the only time you could eat the meat, if you know definitely that it's only toir. But if it's a suffer, you cannot eat it. It's a contradiction of the pasuk. Basar vade toir hu de'achal. Basar, you can eat it. Ha suffik, tami v'suffik toir. La ye'achal, shouldn't eat it. How does that work? Elalav shmamna, very clear. Kan shi yesh boi das lishoyel. If there is... If there is someone to talk to over here, if there is someone to ask, then we are machmed that even a suffix is forbidden. And that's the second half of the pasuk. The only time you can eat it is if there's no suffix. But in the first part of the pasuk, which sounds like if there's a doubt whether it became tummy or not, we are lenient, is kan she'ein bo das lishol. Talking about that we're not a question of a person, if it came in contact with a person or not. So the chayda, we have a whole different pasuk where we learn it from. So why do you need Saita and you need the pasuk of a carbon? Says the Gemara. Because the second half of the pasuk talks about the whole Torah, is talking about the person. The first half of the pasuk is talking about the meat coming in contact with the sheretz. Over there, since there's no das, you're talking about a piece of meat of the carbon touching a sheretz. Because there's no das, so therefore we say we are suffic. We are lenient. Only vade tam is a problem. The second half of the pasuk was hatoyr. It says in the pasuk there that basa kol toyr yechal basa. We're talking about the person that only a toyrig person can eat it. We're talking about the person. You have to be 100% sure that you are toyr, because if there's a suffix, since you have das, we can ask you what happened. Like saita, we will take the stricter side. So why do we need saita and do we need this pasuk as well? Freddy Gemara. The itzik the Rav Gidl, we need Rav Gidl's pasuk on Merav, and the itzik we also need lemigim v'seita. Merav, if you learn only from Rav Gidl, Merav pasuk, I mean, I would thought, where does that pasuk? The pasuk says that whenever there's a suffix, when there is das, whenever there's a suffix, when there is das, we're strict, right? Only vaday toyer is permitted, but a person who's a suffix, whether he's toyer or not, is forbidden. Does the pasuk anywhere make a difference whether it's a reshus hayachid, a rab in a private place or a public place? It makes no difference. So the din will always be, you're strict. Yet we learn from Saita that a Saita does it discreetly, that the only time that a suffix we are strict with is in a private place, but in a public place is permitted. We would not have known that from Rav Gidl Amarav's pasuk, says the Gemara. It's the Gidl Amarav, it's the Migimim Saita, the Imad Rav Rav, I mean, I would have thought, Bein Bishus Hayachid, Bein Bishus Rabim, doesn't make it aware, we're always machmer. That's why we need Saita to tell you that's limited on Shazayach. No. The Im is Saita, but if we only had Saita, have I mean, I would have thought, when we, in the case of the Saita, both players have Das, the adulterer and the woman. So maybe we would have thought that the only time we're Machmer by Tumah is when there's Das by both, the person who is becoming Tame and the person who. Did you touch that tamidika person or not? Both people and have to be both parts, the one who's making you tummy and the person who's becoming tummy should both be people. But let's say it's a question of a person touched a sheretz or not. And since there's only one person involved there, we should be lenient. That's why we need the pasuk of habasar. We're talking about one as a person, v'hatoyer, and a question of whether and the meat. So we're talking about one person and one not person. And that we would only know from Rav, that even there we are strict. Both of them, if we need this pasuk. Get back to Gemara. Okay, now, before we learn the Gemara, in the Mishnah we learned that, quickly, in Tumah we have a number of levels of Tumah. So you have the Avi Avoisa Tumah, the grandfathers of all Tumah is the dead body. Anyone who touches the grandfather of all Tumah becomes an Avha Tumah. A sheretz, a rodent, is an Avha Tumah. Dead rodents are Avha Tumah. So therefore, a person that touches a dead rodent, he becomes a Rishon, and then he's Tummy only to that night. If a person touches a dead body, he becomes an Avha Tumah himself. He touches something, that thing becomes a Rishon. So every time you touch something, it goes a step lower, lower, lower. After a Rishon, what do you call it? After a Rishon, there's a Sheni. It could only be food and drink. Only food and drink can be. If a person who's a Rishon touches another person, does not become, nothing happens. If he touches food or drink, it becomes a sheni. But when it comes to ordinary things, chulin, that's the end of the line. So in fact, we don't say the tamei with a pasul. Pasul means it doesn't go any further. You're not allowed to eat it, but no further. Who's not allowed to eat it? Somebody who keeps the laws of chulin, like taras hakodesh, cannot eat it. Or maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is treated like chulin. But if chulin, if sheni touches truma, by truma we go one step further. We go to a shlishi. And we learn that shlishi only applies to truma, not to chulin. Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai said that. Rabbi Kiva came along and said, no. That by chulin also it goes to a shlishi. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. By chulin also goes to a shlishi. And Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai says only truma goes to a shlishi, not chulin. Truma doesn't go any further. But if truma or shlishi touches food, which is kodesh, it becomes a revi. So we learned in Chagig in the last period, Chayim Abakayj Betruma, that last Mishnah, the period that by Kachim, go one more step. It goes to a Revi, and that's the end of the line. How do we know Truma goes to a Shlishi? And how do you know Kachim goes to a Revi? That's what we're going to learn right now. But Rabbi Kiva holds Shlishi, no difference, Chulin or Truma, everything goes to a Shlishi, not just a Shein, to a Shlishi. We're going to learn from a Kal Chayim. It works like this. A person who became Tamei, then he touches the shed or something, so he goes to the mikveh. When he goes to the mikveh now that he went to the mikveh, he's called a tevul yom. That means he went to the mikveh today. So as far as we're concerned, chulin, he's clean now. He can eat whatever he wants. As far as truma is concerned, the pasuk says, uvo hashemesh, when the sun sets, that's when he can eat truma. So until that stage, he's a tevul yom. He cannot eat truma. Till nighttime. The first Mishnah brachas, me'em esai koinim, when the kohen eats truma, which is night. However, even though you're allowed to eat truma now, but he's still not allowed to eat kachim till he brings a carbon the following day. So he's called a mechusar kippurim. He's missing kippurim. That's what it is. So we're going to learn from a tvul yaim, a kal v'chaymer. A tvul yaim is allowed to eat the sheni. He's allowed to eat chulin. Yet, he's not allowed to eat truma. So surely, a sheni of chulin, which sheni itself is tamei, surely, if it touches truma, it makes it a shlishi. For tful yoim, that he himself is a ladi chulin, yet he's not ladi truma. So surely, a sheni of chulin, which it itself is tamei, surely a sheni touches truma, makes it a shlishi. That's the kal v'chaymer we're going to learn. That's what we say. Okay, that's the first part. And then we're going to ask, how do we know a revi by kachim? We're going to do the same kal v'chaymer, but we're going to learn from mechusar kippurim. Mechusar kippurim is already he's a ladi truma. A mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat truma, yet he's not allowed to eat kachim. So surely a shlishi of truma, which is tamei, you cannot eat it. Surely if it touches a revi, if a kachim makes it a revi. Okay, so we have two kal v'chaymers. Tvul yoim for shlishi, mechusar kippurim for revi. Okay, so that's what we're starting to say. Then we'll see. It says the Gemara, boy b'yoim on that very day, that Rabbi Elazar ben Zakkai became the chief. Daughter Shabbat Kiva Hidashin v'chol klei cheres. Rabbi Kiva hold, we learn from kol cheres. It says yitma. You have a sheres suspended in the air. The keli becomes a rishon. The bread inside becomes a sheni. It says yitma. That means a sheni can continue on the tumah that it regards the tumah chulin becomes a shlishi. Umaachad ein loy lama tamei. Since he has no pasuk in the Torah, since Rabbi Yechiel ben Zakkai has no pasuk in the Torah, and he holds that what? That is by chulin it's limited to a sheni. So how does he know truma goes to shlishi? Says the Gemara, I mean, he has no pasuk, but he has a kavuchaymer. It goes as follows. This person who went to the mikveh that day, who's allowed to eat chulin, so by him he's no longer a shein, he's all right. Yet shemuta b'chul, paisel b'truma, if he's not allowed to eat truma until that night. So surely, kika sheini, a loaf of bread that is tamei is a sheini, which in itself is tamei. Surely, if it comes in contact with truma, it should become shlishi. She pasul b'chulin. It is a sheini. It's pasul chulin. If it's ma'is a sheini, then you're not allowed to eat it. So surely, a tvul yoim, who himself is all right, yet he is not allowed to eat truma. He's not allowed to eat truma because truma is a shlishi. So surely, if the chulin itself is tamei, it's a sheni. Surely, it creates a shlishi. I ikal mifrich. You can ask a question. A tvul yoim, in a way, is stricter than a sheni. You know why? Because where did the tvul yoim start out? The tvul yoim himself touched a dead rodent or something. So it started out with an av hatumah. So it started very, very strong. So even though now it's weaker, it can pass the truma on to truma. A sheni, food sheni, how did the food sheni become tummy? Because it touched a rishon. Nothing to do with abba truma. So maybe it's weak. The whole thing is weak, and that's why it cannot pass on to a shlishi. How do you know that a sheni of chulin can pass on truma to a shlishi? Ask the gemara. Mal tful yoyim shekein abba truma. A tful yoyim started out from abba truma. Teisei mitful yoyim. Sorry. So we answer, okay, you think we're talking about a person who is either a zav or a zava. No, mitful yoyim the shedetz. We're not talking about a person he himself started out from a strong tumor like a zav who's an avia voice. Maybe he touched the shedetz, which is a much lower level, not like an avia voice. Says the Gemara, malutful yoyim the shedetz. Okay. But shedetz also has a certain stringency that food does not have. What is that? She came b'minoi avatumah. The shedetz itself is an avatumah. And it's metame a person who himself is it becomes tame. And but food, which is a sheni, whatever it made it tame, would not have been metame a person. A person cannot become tame from addition. So therefore, it's so weak. That's why the sheni cannot pass it on. Yeah. Says Yomar, no. Klei cheres yechiach. Look at the case of klei cheres. A klei cheres is able to make a sheni, even though a klei cheres does not come from avia voice of tumah. It does not come from a sheretz and so on and so forth. The kli cheretz itself is metami everything inside. So the kli cheretz itself cannot be metami a person, and yet the kli cheretz, if the kli cheretz would have been a rishon and it touches tummy, would have made it truma, would have made the truma tummy. So surely that if the kli cheretz is able to make also shlishi. Says the Gemara, Mal Klei Cheres. No, Klei Cheres has also stringency that normal food doesn't have. She came with Tami Mavidi. If the Sheretz is suspended in the air, it doesn't touch any part of the earthenware, everything inside the Kali becomes Tami. That's novel. Tful Yom Yichiach. Tful Yom doesn't have that. The Chazar Hadin, we go back and forth. Loi Roi Yizeh Kiroi Yizeh. The Chumr that this one have, is they don't share the same Chumr. Each one has their own Chumr. Loi Roi Yizeh Kiroi Yizeh. Ha Tzad Ha Shavah Sheben. What do they all have in common? Shemutarin Bechulin. What they all have in common is that they are mutter in chulin, and yet sheni is mutter in chulin. Upayis in betruma, and yet it makes sheni makes a shlishi betruma. Is kosh can surely kick a sheni upayis bechulin the upayis betruma? A tvul yoyim, he himself is all right. Yet he can not allowed to eat truma because he passes a truma a shlishi. So surely a loaf of bread with it itself is a sheni. Surely if it touches a truma, it makes it a shlishi. That's what we hold. Not like Rabbi Kiva, who learns from the pasuk that shlishi applies to chulin and to turma. V'doyer achar a later Rabbi Yechim and Zakai was said. However, there is a generation in the future who's going to say that even by turma there's no shlishi. Rabbi Yechim and Zakai made a comment. I hold that. In other words, Rabbi Yechim Mezaki said the following: there will be a generation in the future who will say not only that the chulin is no shlishi, that even my truma is no shlishi. But I want you to know they're wrong because shlishi there is chulin. Came along Rabbi Kiva and he said not only that he said that the shlishi by truma, there's even shlishi by chul. So now the Gemara wants to know how can there be a future generation come along and say there's no shlishi by truma? We have a kavu chaymer. Obviously, they don't believe this kavu chaymer. What's their problem with this kavu chaymer? Says the Gemara. This later generation who doesn't believe in the Kavuchim party, they ask, this whole Kamenam doesn't make sense. You know, all of them, every one of these, true, each one has their own Chumrah. But they have all one thing in common. They all have a Chumrah. But a piece of bread or sheni has no chumrah whatsoever. It came from a rishon. A rishon cannot make a person tummy. Doesn't come from an avatuma. It doesn't have the chumrah that in the ear if it's suspended. So therefore, it doesn't. The fact is, it doesn't have any chumrah whatsoever. It's the most lenient kind of tumah. So all the other things you're learning from a tful yoyim started out because he used to be a zav. He was an avatuma, or a sheretz. A sheretz at least can metame a person. Bread can never be metame a person. Klei cheres, if you hang your sheretz inside, everything inside comes tame. So at least, but one thing they all have in common, they all have a chumrah. What does this sheni have? Absolutely no chumrah at all. So therefore they say, no kavuchayma. So chulin sheni cannot pass on to a shlishi. But Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, tzad chom leparuch. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai says that is not a question on a kavuchayma. It's because each one of them, their chumrah is different than the next, there's no common denominator. Tanya. Okay, that explains the shlishi. Tanya, we learned. Oh, but Rabbi Yossi said, "Menayin l'raviba kodesh apostle." Rabbi Yossi said, "How do you know when it comes to kodesh we go to Ravi?" Okay, you told me the end of the line by truma is chulin sheni, truma shlishi, kodesh Ravi. How do you know that there's a Ravi by kodesh? Menayin l'raviba kodesh apostle. Hain l'raviba kodesh apostle. V'dinu also kavuchemer. But this Kavachema we're going to learn not from Tful Yoim, we can learn from a person who's a Mechusa Kippur. Okay, this Tful Yoim, this guy who was a Zav, went to the mikveh by day. Now he waits till nighttime to eat Truma. But he cannot eat Kachim till the next morning to bring the carbon. So he's called a Mechusa Kippur. So this Mechusa Kippur could eat Shlishi, could eat Truma, but he cannot eat Ravi. So surely Shlishi of Truma, which in itself is Tamei, as far as Truma is concerned, surely it has the power to make a piece of meat of a carbon into a Ravi. Vedino, ma mechusik kippurim, ma mechusik kippurim, ma mechusik kippurim, posel bekaidish, mechusik kippurim, that's a lot of truma, yet he cannot eat kaidish, he himself cannot eat kaidish, so shlishi is a posel betruma, or shlishi that is posel betruma, and it is your yasir viva kaidish, surely you make it a viva kaidish. Says the, and if you're going to say to me, so all will, we have a rule, whenever we have a kabbal chaymer, you want to go, we try to make the stricter thing should be equal to the more lenient thing. Here you're going further. The lenient thing, truma, goes to shlishi, and you want to learn kabbal chaymer to make kodesh ervi. You're making it more than what you're learning from. What you should learn from the kabbal chaymer is that kodesh also should be a shlishi, that's all. You want to go a step further. But truma itself, what you're learning from, doesn't go beyond the shlishi. So he says, v'lamadnu shlishi l'kodesh v'nateideh. Since I know that kodesh also, you're not allowed to eat a shlishi from the pasuk in itself. So if I have a kavu chayme, there's only one possible reason to have a kavu chayme, to teach you that by kodesh shlishi is no good. I don't need a kavu chayme. It's a pasuk. Must be to teach you that a revi is no good. Revi mekavu chayme says the gemara shlishi kavu chayme. Now you're telling me that the idea by kodesh is a shlishi. I know from a pasuk later which pasuk. It says in the pasuk we just learned before. Abasar ashe yiga bechol tamei. If a basar touches any tamei, which is chulin. What do we learn before chulin? How far does chulin go? To a sheni. And by kachim it says that the basa touches anything which is tamei, which means even a sheni, you can no longer eat la'yeach, you shouldn't eat it, which means that what is the meat of the kodesh now? A shlishi. So it's a pleasure pasig that by kodesh a shlishi is forbidden. So if I have a kalu chayim, it's not coming to teach you regarding a shlishi, it must be coming to teach you regarding a levi. Mi lo'y askin in the naga b'sheni, he's touching a chulin that's a sheni. And Vamar HaChamad said, la'yeach, you shouldn't eat it. And so therefore, what do you do with Kavu Chayim? It must be the Vim Kavu Chayim, like we just said. Omer Rabbi Yechav Yechana says, Tam Beribi, the reason of this great rabbi, the grand rabbi, Rabbi Yesi, Ein Yedeh Mahu, I don't really understand. He's learning Kavu Chayim. I don't understand why you have to introduce a Mechusik Kippurim. Use the Tful Yoim itself that we learned originally for Kavu Chayim for Kachim. Shari Chuvasa Betzida, because L'chayda, this Kavu Chayim can be repudiated. You can say as follows. Oichel Habo. In other words, we'll see later on, there's an opinion that says that a Tful Yoim, he himself is allowed to eat Chulun, so he's a Sheni, but he's not allowed to eat Truma. So he himself cannot eat Truma, and he himself cannot eat Kabonis. But if he touches food, if this Tful Yoim touches food, that food does not become, that food, let's say, becomes a Shlishi. That food cannot make Kodesh Arvi. When do we say that he himself cannot eat Kodesh? But not that he has the power to make something tummy, and that food that should touches the carbon, that carbon should become tummy. And therefore, if that's right, which we'll soon see the opinion of the Chacham, so if that's right, that a Tful Yoim could only, he himself is the one who cannot eat kabbonis, but not that if he touches something and that food touches a carbon, that carbon becomes tummy. If that's the case, then the Chacham falls off. Why? Because Oichel Abba Machmas Tful Yoim Yechir. What about food that a Tful Yoim touches? She Pasul Betruma. That is possible in truma. Yet the ainu oisavi b'kodesh. The food itself does not make a revi b'kodesh. He cannot eat. He himself cannot eat a truma. But the food that he touches cannot make a kodesh revi. So therefore, what yehokav chayim madachi himself is mutan. Yet his revi is also. So surely truma itself, which is also, can make pass on. No, but he himself can't pass on the truma from one point to another point to a kodesh. Only he himself cannot eat kodesh. That's all. How do I know that? And therefore, what's the Kavu Chayim? The time we learned, and this is Machlekes, Abba Shalom, Tvul Yoim, was so strict with Tvul Yoim, that Chila LeKodesh, we treat him as if he's a Rishon. And therefore, what do we know about a Rishon when it comes to Kodesh? A Rishon makes a Sheni, a Sheni makes a Shlishi, so the two levels of Tamei, and that a Shlishi makes it a V, that's the end of the line, that's Puzzle. So Tamei Shnaim, the Puzzle Echad, he makes Tamei two steps. If we elevate him, to the level of a rishon. So now, if he touches something, that food becomes a sheni, which is tamei, and that sheni becomes a shlishi, you know, just tamei for kachin, and that the shlishi then touches a vi, which is the end of the line possible. That's how strict he is. Rameh says, we don't go that strict. I'll agree with you that the food becomes tamei. But Rameh says, metame, you know, he's only a sheni. Therefore, metame, he touches something, becomes a shlishi, which is tamei, and then poiselecha, because of the vi, which is only possible. Chachomi say, no, kishem she poisel oichle truma, mashke truma, just like the person is not allowed to eat the truma. Kach poisel oichle kish mashke. It's not that the food, that he touches food, the food becomes passes on to him. He himself cannot eat kachin. That's all. He doesn't go to food. So therefore, according to Chachamim, there's no kavachayim anymore. Says the Papa, what are you talking about? Who told you Rabbi Yesi agrees the Chachamim? Then you ask a question. Ask the Papa. My, did Rabbi Yesi kerabonis really? Who told you Rabbi Yesi kerabonis? Did Mekabashos really? How's Mekabashos? That you could pass on the tumme from one food to the next. And therefore he has a good kavachayim. Dama l'tam meishnai l'posel echad. So Rabbi Yechina says back, no. Isal kedata kabashos really? If you tell me the kabashos about the food itself, is able to pass on tumah. So then, if you're asking a question, how do you know that by kodesh goes to levi? Why jump in? Why introduce mechusa kippur? Talk about the same tful yaim. Say the tful yaim by truma is a shlishi. This tful yaim touches food. That food passes on the tumah and becomes a levi. So let's make the kavul chaim from tful yaim. Why introduce mechusa kippurim? Ma'oichol shabah machtum, food that touches the tful yaim. And say this: ma'oichol habah machtum tful yaim. If food that comes because of tful yaim, if a tful yaim touch food, that food is able to pass on the tumah. The tful yaim gufei mutter, and the tful yaim himself is allowed to eat chulin. Yet if he touches food, that food is able to pass on omra oisad viva kodesh. So yeah, and so the tful yaim, if the tful yaim touches something, that becomes a viva kodesh. So surely, oichol shlishi food, which is a shlishi when it comes to truma, habar mach masheni. What about food? Not that it never came in contact with a tful yaim. If a tful yaim has the capacity that it touches something, that thing becomes a shlishi, and then that thing touches the carbon, becomes a revi. So surely food and tful yaim himself is all right. He's not eat chulin. So surely chulin food itself, which is a sheni, chulin food itself, not tful, nothing to do with tful yaim, touches a shlishi, a truma becomes a shlishi, and that touches a kaidim, becomes a revi. That should be the kal v'chaim. Why bring in mechusa kippurim? Let's continue talking about the tful yaim. The sheni gufa also bechulin. The sheni itself has been bechulin. Ain no din sha'isa leviv kodesh. Should have made leviv kodesh. The chi tem aig want to answer me. You know why he didn't use that kavachem? You can repudiate it. Malat tful yoim. You know why a tful yoim is able to pass on tumah shekain avat tumah? He started out all the way because he himself was a zav or mitzedo. He started out from a very high level of tumah, but the food itself, the sheni chulin, the low level tumah, maybe he doesn't have the ability to pass on. Ho, I seen the mechusa kippurim. We brought a proof from a guy who's a mechusa kippurim. He brought the whole kavachem from and you can ask the same question there. Velay parche didn't ask the same question there. Why didn't you ask the question there? He's no longer, he's now mechusa kippurim. He's already clean everything else. He's no longer attached to the avatum. Nothing to do with that. So is that right? So therefore, that's my question. And we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.